Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hello, everybody. Hey. Yeah, welcome to the Gaither Twin Tower in beautiful downtown Alexandria. Studio 5E, this is the 724th time we've welcomed all of our good friends around the globe.
My goodness.
To this remarkable place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. The spot where the music has the drive, but the chatter's a high five.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Today we're doing programming from Bill's Shake Shack. And we got Kevin on high speed mixer.
Right here.
Yeah. And Tori, she's making hand dip cones.
I am.
Swanee's triple thick shakes. And Gordy's our in house taste tester.
Oh, I'm eating up all the profit.
That's it. And William, he's creating a 38 flavor banana split in a large punch bowl. So it's international.
Carbs for Christ.
Every day's a great day. Believe me when I say you can make each day your best. Best day.
He's got a large chocolate shake in one hand, homecoming microphone in the other. He just won the Shake It Up citation.
Bill, you can shake it thick and thick or shake it thin. And when you're done, I still win.
There you go.
And all of the artists today are gospel music winners. Gordon Moat, Kim Hopper, Buddy Green.
The vocal band, the Booth Brothers, Russ Staff, William. It's going to be a shake and don't break it kind of day.
We're going to start the program with one of my favorite songs we've ever done, Bill. Thomas Dorsey's song, right?
Yes, from the great state of Georgia. He's in the Georgia Gospel Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Precious Lord, take my hand, peace in the valley. But this is one of his best. You sure do need him now.
You need him every day.
And my public service announcement today is this. This is International School Teachers Gratitude Day. All right. I know this one well. Gloria and I have spent about 10 years in the public school. And I want to say thanks to the 70 million primary and secondary school teachers who faithfully serve and challenge our kids to greater things. We thank you all. For what you do, and we salute you today.
Big time.
Salute. What a way to start the day.
Oh, God bless you. You know, Nashville is full of some great songwriters. Love this song, written by Kenna West and Lee Black. Ain't it just like the Lord?
There's no way a shepherd boy could knock a giant down, or the mighty walls of Jericho tumble to the ground. It's impossible to think, harder to explain. Boys are standing in the middle of the plain. One thing I know is true, when nothing but a miracle will do. Ain't it just like the Lord to do what can't be done? Just like the Lord to make a way when there was none. Who but God could do the very things we're praying for? Ain't it just like the Lord? Into the sea, but all things are possible for those who will believe. So in your time of trouble, don't listen to the doubt. Stand up on the promises and praise Him anyhow. 'Cause when you know He's on your side, you can't help but testify. And just like the Lord to do what can't be done, just like the Lord to make a way.
Exciting times.
Oh, sure.
Rather crummy award this week. The culinary cake and cookie creators of Cadbury, Colorado, consuming countless calories at Cal and Carly's Creamery Cabana in Cocoa, California.
Too good to be critics
for Christ.
Credited the cleverness of the word of the day by saying their words are very clever and they are real. Never. Too much sugar in their diet, sure. Well, here's the word of the day. Okay. Prelapsarian.
Anybody?
No. Up here. Okay. Well, prelapsarian, Phil, represents a small number of churchgoers who are not part of the post-lapsarian movement. The prelapsarians believe we will not have to go through the lapsary. Now, what's a lapsary? About $20. And I have my own religious movement at present. A lot of you don't know about it. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to Kevinism. And the Kevinists are definitely a pre-lapsarian. Did I get that right?
I think you did.
I think you're safe there.
The
Kevinists.
It actually means carefree, as in my sister is a minister in the Kevinist movement, and she's prelapsarian.
That's wonderful.
All day, every day, and everything.
In every hour.
Oh, I didn't know where to go with that one, but that's kind of fun. They're the Kevinists. I think we could start something, Bill.
You probably have.
Get a little traction going.
Whether you know it or not.
I see a t-shirt in my future.
Yeah, you do.
That's good, Kevin. And by the way, if you'd like to get a copy of this stuff, you got it on CD, right?
We do.
All your wacky words.
You can go to homecomingradio.com. You can go to kevinwilliamsmusic.com.
That's a good place.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look upon His face. But the way's been long and the way's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right square on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. Now the devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. Oh, but put your trust in Jesus. Say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan. He's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right square on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. I say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. Now Job was a man, he was tempted in every way. The devil took his family, he laid sick both night and day. His wife came saying, curse God, you've had enough. He said, you talk like a foolish woman, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way,
Okay, William, you're a seasoned veteran school teacher.
He's been through all the seasons.
Yeah. What's the most used letter in the English alphabet?
Phil, that is very, very easy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The most used letter in the alphabet would have to be,
Is that right?
That's pretty good.
90% of the time, I'm sure.
It's E, really.
E, that's right.
E.
One day I'm gonna sail away, I can hardly wait till then. Longing for the city where rejoicing never ends. Maybe I'm impatient, but I want it all right now. I'll start the celebration, all that heaven will allow. While I wait, I'll keep on trying to imagine like I'm already home. When he calls, you'll see a land beyond the river where we'll spend the sweet forever. I'll start to celebrate.
think is coming is just our moment to fly. But I found it's a revelation, I can feel it inside. I'll start the praises flowing on my last mile below. It's my special way of showing him I'm ready to go. While I wait, I'll keep on trying to imagine like I'm already home. When he calls, you'll see me flying to a land beyond the river where we'll spend the sweet forever.
Okay, all of you musical experts in the room.
Yeah, okay.
What is the number one Billboard song for Valentine's Day?
Ooh,
number
that
one.
Could be.
Let Me Call You Sweetheart?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
I Love You, Trudy.
I love you. You are my sunshine.
Lionel Richie did it. Lionel Richie did it.
Endless Love.
1981. So number one song.
Number
Here's
one
the
for
Crab
10
Family.
Weeks.
That's right.
The Lamb. The Lion. And the King of HomecomingRadio.com.
Jesus never opened his mouth. From the trial to the crucifixion, but to the grave it was laid out. After 3 days in the garden tomb, I can hear the angels sing. As a lamb came forth, as a lion, and the lion became the king.
You won't find him again at the whipping post, standing there so meek. And he won't be nailed to a rugged cross, through his hands and through his feet. Oh, there'll never be another Calvary, cause they don't have to prove a thing. But that day the Lamb became the Lion, and the Lion became the King. Yeah. Oh, this a preach right here. Lord Jesus left his splendor to live on earth for man. But most he was rejected because they came for the eyes of him. Oh, but the day is soon approaching that every eye shall see. The Lamb and Lion of Judah has been crowned, touched the King of Kings. You won't find him again at the whipping post, standing there so meek. To a rugged cross, through his hands and through his feet. Oh, there'll never be another Calvary, cause they don't have to prove on thing. That day the Lamb became the Lion, and the Lion became the King. Oh, you won't find him again at the whipping post, standing there so meek. He won't be nailed to a rugged cross, through his hands and through his feet. There'll never be another Calvary, cause they don't have to prove one thing. And that day the Lamb became the Lion, and the Lion became the King.
Oh, man, what a great song. Hey, you know, we are so encouraged when we see the sweet notes that you send us from homecomingradio.com.
This one says, I own a rideshare company in Idaho Falls. I listen to you all the time, and it gives me an opportunity to share Jesus with many of my passengers. So thank you not only for the great music, but for the priming the pump to share the gospel. That's from Patrick.
Thanks for the good you all do in this messed up world. Regardless of the mood I'm in, hearing you people makes everything is all right. I broke my back and live with a lot of pain, and you people are my rock in a weary land. Love each of you and the relief you bring to my life. Blessings, Chris.
John says, thanks for a great program. There's not that many of them out there, you know, and yours is the best. I hear you on KJRT in Amarillo, Texas.
Ah.
I even love Kevin's humor.
Yeah, even.
There is little question that he would lose a debate to a doorknob.
Oh, my goodness.
But I love him and all of you in tons. Please keep doing what you're doing. Goodness. We need you out there. Oh, thanks, John.
You made me laugh, John. Hey, this one says, thanks to you guys and Tori for putting together a wonderful program each week. The music and humor are a real relief and blessing in my life. It's just what a weary high school teacher needs on a Saturday morning. From Wes in Houston.
You know, God has allowed me to go through some tough times in the past 2 years, and I have spent many days and nights listening to your great music. It keeps my soul lifted and my heart encouraged. I love all of you folks, and I deeply value the joy and the laughter that you bring in my life. Don't stop. This is Steve. We love your notes. Gloria wrote this lyric to a great old traditional melody that I think probably comes from Great Britain, maybe Ireland, I don't know. I heard this at Culver Academy, where my grandson goes, and it was a text by Oliver Wendell Holmes. And I told Gloria, why don't you do an updated version of things that we're grateful for? So we just simply called it a hymn of praise. Gordon Mote did a beautiful, beautiful arrangement of this and produced this tune. It's one of our favorites on the new vocal band project. And we enjoy singing it every night. Listen.
Oh, loving Father, by your grace, we gather here to seek your face and thank you for this family, for hearth and home and loyalty. Our hearts are full of gratitude for work and rest and daily food, for neighbors kind and faithful friends, the gifts on which lives depend.
Grateful praise.
And we should live a life of gratitude every day of our life. An attitude of gratitude.
If you're cyber surfing during the week, please drop by homecomingradio.com.
You can download our free Homecoming Radio iPhone app. You'll find the latest on the Gaither videos and get the dates for our live concert.
You'll love our Facebook page, and while you're there, you can leave us a note, homecomingradio.com.
53 terrific stations to salute today in the state of Minnesota. I'm going to name them all. No, I'll just say a few of them. KBHW, KJLY, KTIS, and all of our Minnesota stations, a big salute.
Oh, you betcha.
And sure, you betcha.
We sure had a great time. Hope you did. Please join us again next week for another edition of Homecoming Radio.
See
right
you then.
Here. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
So long. It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang saying, later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation. And there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.